In 1903, six women in Manchester, England, decided to do something about the position of women in society. They founded the Women's Social and Political Union, WSPU. They campaigned for women's suffrage. The organisation, led by Emmeline Pankhurst, soon became known as the Suffragettes. They organised demonstrations and meetings. They also chained themselves to fences and set fire to letterboxes. They even used explosives to get their message across. Suffragettes in prison went on hunger strikes and were force-fed. In 1918, women over the age of 30 were given the right to vote. That was the first victory in a long battle for equal rights for both sexes. A new role. During World War II, women had to take men's jobs in industry and offices. Many of them enjoyed the work. But afterwards, they were forced back into the home so that returning soldiers could go back to their old jobs. In the 1950s, most married women in the Western world were still housewives. Things like the washing machine, the dishwasher, and the vacuum cleaner soon made housework much easier. But was it possible to combine housework with a job outside the home? In the 1960s, feminist writers started questioning the role of women in society and in the family. Shouldn't women be able to have both a career and a family? Shouldn't men share housework with women? The hippie movement supported women's demands for sexual freedom and the right to legal abortion. The invention of the birth control pill gave women a sexual freedom they had never had before. The women's liberation movement became more powerful in the 1970s. Millions of men and women protested against sexual discrimination. However, it took years of campaigning before things started to change. Many women still earn less than men, but their situation has improved in many respects. And it all started with the brave women who led a campaign for change over 100 years ago.